10, and now we come to the last of our news stories. 1,500 people signed petition to save hospital. A petition to stop the sale of Moreton Hampstead Community Hospital has been signed by almost 1,500 people. The hospital was closed last summer by the NHS due to safety and infrastructure issues, which included a leaking roof. Now the petition on 38 Degrees is calling on NHS Property Services, Devon Integrated Care Board and the MP Mel Stride to pause the proposed sale of the building and work with local residents, community organisations and the GP practice to retain the site within the NHS. Alternatively, the petition is asking the building be transferred into local community ownership for locally delivered health and wellbeing services. The building, which predates the NHS, is considered old and outdated and has suffered further deterioration, including damp, such that it is an unsafe environment for staff and patient care. It is understood the high cost of replacing the roof is not considered cost effective. The petition is calling for an immediate pause on any sale or disposal process by NHS Property Services. It also wants an agreement in principle that should disposal proceed, the site be transferred at a nominal cost of £1 to the people of Moreton Hampstead, acknowledging its historic purpose, community value and original donation to the town. The hope is, with sustained support from the ICB, the site could be developed into a health and community hub for district nurses, a care agency, GP overflow and local wellbeing services. Built in 1900 for the people of Moreton Hampstead, the hospital no longer has inpatient beds, but had been used as a base for the community nursing team and a leg ulcer clinic. NHS Devon says it has been working with a group of community representatives chaired by the Moreton Hampstead Parish Council as part of the ongoing involvement and engagement. But the petition says, although it no longer has inpatient beds, it remains an important community asset. It has been extensively and continuously used since its inception. There are claims the building could be sold either on the open market or to a charitable community bid.
Where craft meets engineering. An inspiring new exhibition that explores the playful power of movement in craft and design gets underway in Bevy Tracy later this month. Kinetic, which opens at Make, Southwest Jubilee Gallery at Riverside Mill in the town on January the 24th, celebrates the ingenuity of artists, makers and designers who bring objects to life through motion. From exquisite jewellery that unfurls like clockwork to playful automata puppets, robotic artistry, kinetic ceramics, exploding bicycles, and ingenious contraptions made from discarded materials, the exhibition showcases the extraordinary creativity that emerges when craft and engineering meet. Kinetic is about more than movement. It's about curiosity, imagination, and creativity as forces that drive innovation, said Laura Wasley, the COO of Make Southwest. We hope to inspire the next generation of engineers, designers, and makers to see motion as a language of possibility. Far more than a static display, Kinetic invites audiences of all ages to get hands-on with the exhibition's interactive works, and the show is accompanied by a programme of free family-making events designed to inspire visitors to invent their own moving creations alongside demonstrations by exhibiting artists. Kinetic, where craft meets engineering, runs from the 24th of January to the 18th of April 2026. The Make Southwest Jubilee Gallery, Riverside Mill, Bevy Tracy, TQ139AF. The exhibition is open from Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and entry is free. For further details, go to www.makesouthwest.org.uk.
Christmas Tree Festival generates over £1,000 for charity. A Christmas Tree Festival in the Cathedral of the Moor has raised £1,337 for a Newton Abbott charity. the magical, mythical and mystical themed tree display at St Pancras Church in Widdicombe in the Moor featured more than 24 trees decorated by local families, individuals, charities, schools, businesses, clubs and societies. Money raised from the event, which was held in the 2 weeks running up to Christmas, were donated to Newton Abbott charity Life Chance Trust. The funds raised will help us continue our work supporting young people aged 16 to 25 across Devon who have faced trauma, challenges or barriers in life, including those with SEN, neurodiversity, disabilities or care experience, a Life Chance Trust spokesman said.
How weight loss can boost well-being and confidence. No jabs, just the joy of community, as the Sheldon woman's weight journey goes beyond the scales. Maisie Herbert has lost more than 3 stone after swapping quick fixes for long-term sustainable change. From the moment she joined her local Slimming World group, she says she felt understood, supported, and able to achieve far more than she ever expected. Her experience reflects new research showing that members aged 18 to 34 who attend Slimming World groups are not only losing weight, but also gaining confidence, improving their physical and mental well-being, and building lifelong healthy habits. A study of more than 3,200 members in this age group found they lost an average of 12% of their body weight, around 2 stone 1 pound. But the emotional and social impact was just as significant. 92% said they felt part of a supportive community, 89% reported a healthy relationship with food, and 59% said their mental well-being had improved. These findings come as experts warn the younger adults face the highest risk of future weight gain, with global studies predicting that 1 in 3 children, teenagers and young adults could be living with overweight or obesity by 2050. Maisie admitted she was nervous before joining. I was worried I wouldn't fit in, but I couldn't have been more wrong. Slimming World has given me so much more than weight loss. I've made friends, built confidence, and finally feel in control, all without missing out on life. She still eats out and socialises, but now makes mindful choices and food swaps for healthy alternatives. I never feel like I'm missing out because there's always a Slimming World friendly option. The changes have transformed her lifestyle. Mentally and physically, I've never felt better. Looking back, I can see how unhealthy my habits were, but everything changed from my very first new member talk. Claire Hannaford, who runs Slimming World groups in Dawlish, said younger adults across Teambridge are transforming their lives. We're seeing incredible changes, not just in weight loss, but in confidence, well-being, real-life connection is powerful. Slimming World groups in Dawlish run every Wednesday and Thursday. For information, visit slimmingworld.co.uk.